Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hodger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions or topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on Bashani Radio App. If you haven't already, download the Bashani Radio App. You can find it at the Apple or Android store, B-S-H-A-N-I. And you can leave comments and favorite your podcast there. And enjoy the experience. All right, here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to be talking about husband and wife trainers. Husband and wife trainers. Okay, what is this dude talking about now? I'm talking about individuals. Well, let me tell you what I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about husband and wife trainers as in a side man or a side woman that fulfills some unmet need or unmet desire out of a husband and wife. I'm not really talking about some highly manipulative man or woman that seeks to dominate the influence of a relationship, serious relationship, a marriage, or anything like that. What I'm talking about, or what I will talk about, is person or individuals who have this strange reoccurring situation in their lives where they have a relationship with someone and it's more than just a it's serious. Whether it's declared or not, it's serious. You know, you spend a lot of time, a lot of energy invested in this person's, other person's life, male, female. And for whatever reason, y'all can't keep it together. Falls apart. Months later, they are, or maybe a year or two later, they're actually getting married to somebody. And it's not just once. Maybe not even twice, but it could be a succession of these same events for some people over a span of 5-10 years and all that stuff. And it seems like you're actually a trainer for somebody else's husband and wife. What's going on? I would be the first to say I would have no idea exactly what's going on. I think it's a very individual basis thing. Could be the breaking up or the distancing of you from that person is something more weighted on their side. Could be something more weighted on your side. Well, but something pops up, some type of non-negotiable characteristic, and it repeats, or it may be something that's slightly different in the next situation that you have with somebody. But you train this person, you know, you may have lived together. Of course, y'all spent a lot of time together. Things were getting serious, and then it just falls apart over something that was lingering in the scenes and went there. I guess you could always kind of refer to the main things, financial compatibility, certain type of culture, mutual, a lack of mutual goals for a longer term, different sexual tastes. What else could it be? I'm stretching, kind of thinking a little bit hard on this one. But I know this phenomenon happens, and I think there's kind of at least two different types of people out here. I think there's the people who kind of accepted that they're that type of person because they know they have some type of trait that is not going to be able to pass for the other person. Like, for instance, they may be a great mate, but they may not want to legally marry for whatever reason. They're just fine being a long-term man, woman, girlfriend, boyfriend, and that's it. And it just does not sit well with the other person. What else? Well, yeah, like I said, financial, sexual things, family dynamic, all that stuff. Who knows? We have many different creative reasons as to why things don't go idealistically. So there's the people that made peace with it. And then there's the people that's probably highly frustrated because they seem to be in that role all too well. Like, what is going on? Am I not doing the maturity thing? Am I not healing myself in between relationships or situations? Am I not? What's going on? Why has this happened recurringly? You know, I gotta sit up there and look at this person on social media, all happy and kids popping out now, when we had even a hard time probably even conceiving together. Just strange things like that. So is there really a resolution to it? I guess, like most things, you have to find a way to make peace or come to a better understanding of it. The clues could probably be in the conflict from the past relationship or situation. You know, what was the non-negotiable, or what was it even a non-negotiable that wasn't even directly expressed? Person just kind of ghosted, distanced themselves on you. Husband, wife, trainer. What else did I speak on that? The characteristics that you had together with this person before y'all broke up and they ended up with a spouse, or maybe some of the core conflicts y'all had and worked through, could actually have shaped them into being a better spouse to somebody else because they had that experience with you and they wisened up and they're like, you know what? Perhaps I can do this thing a little bit different next time. And it preserved, ironically, the next relationship later because they had to go through that experience with you. Like, you were some great fated instrument of the universe to help come in at that moment and teach them, or to help them reflect upon something that they had to modify in their character in order to make a longer sustainable relationship. Unbeknownst to you, you were just an instrument. You didn't deliberately come in trying to groom this person. Or maybe you did try to deliberately come in and groom the person. And the big old lesson was for them to refine their boundaries and to perhaps say no to the type of grooming that you were trying to do, a conditioning you were trying to do to design the relationship in the way you thought it was going to function the best. So, takeaways from this: pay attention to the reoccurring themes in your relational life. Pick apart those characteristics or some of the sayings that the different people who've came through your life have said about you, If you keep on hearing something, chances are you're reflecting that type of characteristic. Do you really want it to be a part of you? Or do you want to let go and try something different? Or do you want to ask why do you have that specific characteristic that you know is turning people off? Or make peace with you being the husband or wife trainer. I guess the great thing about that, if you don't end up having kids by all these different people, is that you do in a way contribute something positive to the environment as a basically I was joking on a Facebook post, like, as quality assurance for the actual husband or wife that's going to be with this person, or the person that they're going to have the longest relationship with. Maybe that's your thing, is to make peace with that. And I don't know, make peace with being alone for longer stints or indefinitely, which is an elephant in the room. Not everybody's going to end up with a mate long term, but you may just end up as a person who's probably had a good run of fairly decent relationships that just did not quite become the absolute longest term relationships indefinitely. Something to think about, something to reflect on. Husband and wife trainers. Yep. All right, well, I just wanted to do this short one, super short one this time. That was what was on my mind. This has been Real Talk with AH3. Until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.